Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Elton Bridges, one of my favorites, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, Certified Information Systems Security Professional, and that's a major designation, folks, and he's one of a handful like him on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Scott, thanks again for being here. He is the security advocate. We're talking about cybersecurity issues, cyber bad guys, and cyber state bad guys, state cyber bad guys. You know, Scott, if you watch in any particular news outlet, you'll see a report that the Russians are trying to help Trump. Then you'll see another one that says the Chinese are trying to help Biden. And the truth is that Russia and China, more than who gets elected, they're more interested. They're putting more effort into making sure you and I are mad about either which way it happens. Their goal is to make you and me mad at each other, not get either one of these candidates elected. What do you think? You're on the inside of this. What do you think?
Exactly. I mean, it might sound like almost paranoid thinking, but at the end of the day, this is an ongoing attack. It's what you'd call an asymmetrical attack, which has been going on for years. The election is just the latest manifestation of it. The idea is that the United States, you key on the United part, is a pretty strong adversary.
Right.
If you can change United into divided, we become much, much easier to beat. And a lot of the tactic there has been finding things to separate us. So think about how many people you know who get angry day to day at people they've literally never met because we disagree on some issue that we've been told either internet or TV or whatever else we're supposed to be angry about. And a lot of these issues, if you trace it back, it'll come over to a foreign campaign. Mm-hmm. There have been a few of them announced recently. One came out just a day and a half ago from the FBI, which says basically right after the election, effectively, regardless of who wins, there are already Russian sites being ramped up to get us angry. So if Biden wins, you've got to be angry about it. If Trump wins, you've got to be angry about it. The idea is just to get us fighting. As long as Americans are fighting Americans, we become much, much weaker.
And this is another theater, folks, in this World War III that I've been talking about, Scott, for now for 4 or 5 years. I started warning people years ago that we are in World War III, and I think increasingly it's looking like we're not winning. We haven't lost the war, but we are not. It's not looking good for us right now. What do you think, Scott?
I think you're onto something, and a lot of it is people don't realize that they've been co-opted. I mean, I've certainly seen people, intelligent people, people I've known for years, who are basically getting into screaming matches with folks they've never met.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this going, do you not realize what's happening here? You think of it this way. If you can point to someone who you've never met, who has a different political view, and say, I hate this person, the attack's basically working on
they've
you.
They've won.
'Cause that's the whole thing.
They've won.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said
that's the trick.
You said
I mean, at the end of the day, we're Americans. Of course we disagree over stuff. That's as American as apple pie. But that doesn't mean you get angry with people or pull out firearms or, you know, protest and, you know, hit the street.
Burn buildings down.
That's not the point.
Burn buildings down for something that's not even the purpose, the original. I mean, the original purpose of you being out there. Why are you still doing it 6 weeks later? But the thing is, you said this off the air earlier, and I think this is very, very appropriate and very wise, Scott. You said the more they pull right-leaning Americans to the right, and the more they pull left-leaning Americans to the left, the more of a gap there is in the middle. And America, we need to be more in the middle and less on the fringes, on the outside. You know, we need right now. We've got you said it a minute ago. The tribes, we need to all gravitate toward the middle. And the only way to get there and maintain that, Scott, is intellectual honesty. So number one, we have to admit what you're telling us. We have to accept what you're telling us and what the experts are telling us. We are being assaulted. They're trying to manipulate us. You have to accept that. Refute that. Don't deny it. Don't let that happen. And then when you and I come together, Scott, we have to be intellectually honest. Okay, why don't you take my side this time and I'll take your side. Let's see how that works out. How about that? That's what we have to do, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And I mean, it's okay for someone to disagree with you. That's nothing wrong with that. Yep. It's just when we hit this point that we're supposed to get unreasonably angry over any perceived slight and every single thing is turned into, oh, take to the streets. You know, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. And a lot of it, it's not really organic domestic stuff. It's getting egged on in the background by foreign influence. There have been numerous things from Russia, from China, from Iran, trying to get people upset. A number of them have been caught. Facebook's caught a couple of campaigns from both Russians and Chinese possible government sources trying to push people both right and left.
Right.
And that's the thing. You know, we always assume it's the other side. It's not just the other side. It's both sides are getting hit on their fringes.
That's right.
The question is how much people buy into it, how angry they get. And again, that's not helping. The united part of the United States is really the greatest strength of this country,
that's exactly right.
What's being attacked. The thing is when you tell people, yeah, you're being attacked through Facebook, most people aren't going to take that very seriously.
Americans, it seems to me, we all need to say, I don't need to win, Scott. You don't need to win. We need to win. Can't we say that? Can't we start saying that?
We really need to.
It's not whether I win or you win, Scott. It's that we you and I do something. We set aside the fringe differences that we have to make sure that we win, because America is still the greatest country in the world, and the world needs America to be great. Tintel, right back with Scott Arno. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.